Well, the government will borrow $12 billion and spend it on transport, schools, hospitals and investment in the regions over the next 5 years in a bid to stimulate growth. This will boost government debt as a percentage of GDP higher than previous forecasts in the coming years. But by 2024, is still predicted to be within the government's self-imposed limits of under 20%. Road and rail would be the main forces in the new spending, with Grant Robertson, Finance Minister, saying it'll give a boost in the face of slowing international growth and stronger global headwinds, and give certainty to some sectors like construction. National has accused the government of screwing up the economy. Leader Simon Bridges saying the government inherited surplus in a fast-growing economy and has blown it in 2 short years. So before we get to our guests, let's go to Dr. Eric Crampton, the Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative. Dr. Crampton, welcome to the panel.
Thanks for having me.
How do you read this? You've got $12 billion, $8 billion to be spent on shovel-ready projects. Is it a good thing to pump prime an economy such as this?
Well, it's a good thing to catch up on some of our infrastructure deficit. I would kind of recast how some of this is going. I would far prefer that the emphasis be on that there are projects that absolutely have to get done, that they pass cost-benefit assessment, and that they're necessary for catching up with population growth, so we've not been investing enough in our schools and our roads, perhaps in public transport and the rail, to keep up with population growth. And that's led to some pretty substantial problems. So when infrastructure for growth can't keep up with growth, housing can't keep up with growth, and when housing can't keep up with growth, then house prices go through the roof, and that's the story of the past decade. So getting through some of the infrastructure that's necessary to catch up with the prior growth and then facilitate the growth that's yet to come, that's really important. But I worry where the emphasis is on let's have a quantity of spend over these next few years, and then it's kind of project later, spending first. I think that gets the priorities wrong.
All right, so you were saying, if I read you right, you identify key projects first, then target those specific projects.
Sure, there's a lot of stuff that needs to get done. And one of the worries that I do have is that a perennial problem in New Zealand is these boom-bust cycles in construction and then in infrastructure, where we get these deficits in capital expenditure that mount up over time. Then we get to a spot where it's politically impossible for it not to be addressed, and we have this huge surge of funding. But now this is coming in at a time when the construction industry is already at or near capacity, and there haven't really been any signals that have been sent about which projects might be coming through, so it makes it harder for the construction sector to gear up for it. What we really need to have, I think, is a change in emphasis that over time, we do need a bit of a surge to get past the prior deficit. We might want to time it so that it's not coinciding with other bits of construction boom, but we need to rethink how we're funding infrastructure more generally so that it isn't these boom-bust things, but an ongoing rolling mall, if you like,
right,
that just keeps pace with growth and infrastructure necessary to accommodate it. There have been a few policy moves that are looking to be consistent with that, and most promising, just today, the government finally announced the new infrastructure financing vehicles that Minister Twyford has been talking about since before coming into government. So it looks like they're finally making progress on that.
Right.
Legislation to be introduced.
Right. Let's see what our guests think, panelists think on that. Dr. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist at New Zealand Initiative. Thank you. Heather, is this package an election year slush fund, or is it going to boost the economy?
I think there's an element of that, but investment in infrastructure does need to happen.
So you support it?
Yeah, I do. I think that we've actually got 30 to 40 years of underinvestment in infrastructure in this country, but I do think we could be thinking a little more broadly too. Government doesn't have to fund everything, and the private sector is interested in PPPs, private public partnerships. I've always been of the view that schools don't necessarily need to own their own buildings. Hospitals don't need to own their own buildings. And so the government's outlaying all of this funding when some of those projects could actually be taken up and done by the private sector for less cost to the taxpayer.
All right, Ian, National's Paul Goldsmith said the government has broken its promise to Kiwis to reduce debt below 20% of GDP by 2022. Is that a problem? So this increased spending, you see the government break its own budget responsibility rules.
Yeah, but they're saying, no, I'm not at all worried by that. I mean, for one thing, 20% of GDP is a very low figure by an international comparison. We're in a good place. You save for a rainy day, and now we've got a rainy day, arguably, where we've got a huge amount of infrastructure we need to build. We need hospitals, we've got schools, and we've got an enormous amount of rail we have to build if we're going to do all the things that the government wants to do. So I'm not worried at all about that, especially because they're saying it's only going to go up for 1 year and then it's going to go back below 20. I just don't think, as long as that comes true, there's just nothing to worry about there. I also think it's not nearly as political as National wants to make out, because they was promising something very, very similar just before they went out of office and saying they were going to be the infrastructure government in the future. And of course, then they got turfed out. So I think, take the politics out of it, this is just what governments do, isn't it?
Is there an issue, though, if the government decides to reopen some earlier projects like the former government's Roads of National Significance?
Right. Rebadge them and call them Labour's. Yeah, it is, isn't it? And I also wonder, I think we need more detail on what this $12 billion is going towards, because which roads, which rail, you know? And it does matter. It doesn't. You can't just put money into random roads and random rail and think it's going to be good for the economy. That doesn't work like that.
And Eric made the very good point that priorities need to be very clear. Hmm.